This is the Wall Street Update of World Business Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Mike Johnson. Well, it's been another turbulent day for share markets on both sides of the Atlantic. London, Frankfurt and Paris all closed sharply lower, with falls of between 2 and 4%. In New York, the Dow ended down just over 1.5%. It's all because of nagging worries that another global downturn could be around the corner. Investors have been bailing out of banks in particular. Kerry Leahy at Decision Economics in New York gave me his view of events.
Well, unfortunately, the dominant word in markets on Thursday was panic. The price of gold jumped and people are selling stocks and asking questions later.
Right, you used the word panic. What exactly are people getting panicky about?
Well, it's a lot of things. It's a concern that growth in U.S. manufacturing is following the slowdown in China and in the emerging markets. And perhaps more than that is low oil prices. Investors are probably saying, well, aren't lower prices good for an economy such as ours, which imports more oil than it makes? And the answer is yes, but people are afraid that oil falling yet again to below $27 per barrel may be a sign that global growth is weak. And not only is it a supply problem, meaning the OPEC's producing too much oil, but the fact that there just isn't a lot of demand. So if it's a sign more of weak demand than high supply, then that's another reason to sell stocks, because growth and earnings will be less than expected.
And on both sides of the Atlantic, shares in banks took a pounding today. What was the reason for that?
Banks are getting hurt by three things. One, if growth is slower, loan demand will not be as strong. That's the first strike against banks. More importantly, banks tend to borrow at a cost far lower than what they lend out, because they borrow short-term funds and make longer-term lending. That spread between those two rates has gotten very flat or very similar. So their earnings are getting squeezed because the cost of funds is not much lower than the cost of lending. So they're getting their profit margin squeezed on the lending. Those tend to be very bad for banks.
Kerry Leahy. Confirmation of those market numbers. Now the Dow ended the day down 1.6% at 15,660. London's main share index, that was down 2.5% at 5,536. March New York Light crude oil, that was down 15 cents at $27.3 a barrel.
Thank you for downloading from the BBC World Service. You can find a whole world of information from science, art, business and technology. Just go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.